Our last presenter here this afternoon from the Auburn contingent, not a student, probably does not need an introduction at all. Fungicide placement and control of target spot on cotton, the distinguished Dr. Austin Hagen and his co-authors.
You know, I was talking to your boss this morning. I could arrange to have another conversation with him. All right, let's talk a little bit of target spot. Say what?
I said I'd still refer to her as the boss.
Oh, okay. I had a presentation a little earlier today. Target spot showed up, what, 6 or 7 years ago in Georgia. It decided to migrate across the Chattahoochee River a couple of years ago. First saw it in 2011 in southwest, central, and southeast Alabama. Not real bad. In 2012 was the first year where it really started to come on strong, and it has continued to be a problem in 2013. And I'm not going to go into a lot of the ins and outs. These are just some of the symptom patterns. In the my upper right-hand corner are the early lesions that you see on the leaves, probably during really the hottest and wettest part of August. And it you may get some blighting, which will then pass on to leaf shed. And the net result on a variety like Phytogen 499 is you may see 75% defoliation the second week in July, second week in September. So you basically go from no leaf shed on the 1st of August to that particular point in time over a 6 week period. So it moves pretty quickly given the right weather patterns. So it is a widespread disease. There's probably some geographic impacts on it as I've gone on and looked for the disease in the state. It certainly declines as you go further north to some degree. As of this morning, I found out it's in every southeastern cotton-producing state, including the Boot Hill of Missouri. I've talked to a fellow that had severe defoliation in some of his cotton that he was consulting. Based on the trials we've run over the past couple of years, yield losses may get up in the range of 350 pounds of lint per acre. So that's about $250, somewhere in that range. As I've already mentioned the geographic, it's a high yield cotton disease. If you go and look at dry land cotton on some marginal land, target spot's not going to be an issue. But if you get on the larger fields where the growers are putting a lot of nitrogen, very intense management practices, maybe irrigation on top of that, that's the situation where it's going to be a problem. It definitely is a moisture-driven disease, but even more so, there's probably a temperature component that really hasn't been looked at as far as the epidemiology of the disease in cotton. But based on the differences in disease development between 2012 and 2013, we actually had a lot more rain this year, but it was a lot cooler. And we had more disease in 2012 than in 2013. So there may be some issues there. And the last point is fungicides really don't work very well when it comes down to it. Based on some of the trials, it looks like they slow it down a good bit, but they really, once you get out into the middle of September, you see some reductions in defoliation. But the reality is you're not seeing the level of control that you would expect to see, in my experiences, in peanuts, where my target is no leaf shed due to leaf spot diseases. So this is a fairly simple test. I had two fungicides out there, Headline and Quadris. Those are label rates. One of the treatments was broadcast over the top, just the standard piece of equipment that most people would have available to them. If you're using a spray coupe or similar type of equipment, that's what you would be doing. There's very few aircraft available. And the other option is a drop nozzle arrangement where you have a nozzle over the row middle and two on the side spraying into the side of the canopy. And the general idea is to improve the coverage on the inner canopy, fungicide coverage on the inner canopy, which is where the disease is developing. Because when you're putting a fungicide on top, your upper leaves are intercepting most of the fungicide, and it's actually not getting down into the canopy. So this was an attempt to try and improve canopy coverage. And I used, at the two locations, I used Phytogen 499 and Delta Pine 1252. The trials were planted in mid-May, which is right at the right time. We did have to irrigate a little bit because we didn't have rainfall all the time, but at both locations we had a lot more rainfall than average over the course of the summer. But it did stop at the end of the first week in September, and at that point in time the showers kind of dissipated out. We used a high boy at one location and a spider spray at the other ones. The labels are listed there. The gallonage was 20 gallons per acre, which is high for what a farmer would do. They're going to be down around 10. And they were put out the second and fourth week in bloom. The rating scale is actually one that I use in peanuts, which essentially at the lower base of the scale is an intensity scale. You're looking at leaf spotting, and then you switch over to defoliation. And I'll have to say that we're probably going to drop this method of evaluating disease, but when you have to do a lot of plots quickly, it works. But there are some other issues with using it. And this is just one of the sprayers that was used to illustrate the placement of the nozzles. So we've just dropped the boom down, and you'd be spraying in from the sides and the top with this particular nozzle arrangement, as compared with having nozzles just across the boom when you're talking a broadcast application. For the Central Alabama study, this is just the ANOVA table. And if you look at cotton variety, it had an impact on intensity at the end of the year, total disease over the course of the year, and also on seed cotton yields. The fungicide impacted total disease over the course of the year, but not the other two variables. And there was a significant interaction for variety by fungicide placement, and I'll show that, but it really didn't make that much of a difference. These are the varieties down here. Nine times out of ten, you're going to see a lot more target spot or higher target spot intensity on Phytogen 499 than you are on most other varieties. That was the case here with 1252. The total amount of disease over time was higher on the 499. But the 499 yielded more. And that's one of the things that I've run into with 499 is even though it has some issues with target spot, it will certainly yield even when the disease is present. When you look at some of the subplot treatments, which is the headline, quadris, and the control, the headline and quadris were equally effective. But over the course of the season, the headline had a little bit of an advantage as far as limiting damage from target spot in comparison with quadris, although the control is lowest. And there was a significant yield gain using an LSD with the two fungicides, with both of them being, they were equally effective in increasing yield as with the control being lower. And then with the broadcast and the drops on, the drops did not improve disease control. So that didn't help. And there was no difference in season-long disease ratings as far as the AUDPC has shown. So the drops at this location did not help. And there was no statistical increase in yield with the drops over the broadcast. It's one of the things you run into with cotton is you do see some numerical difference, but they don't. There's not much you can say about it as far as that's concerned. This is the second test. It was designed the same way, a little bit different results. Variety had an impact on target spot intensity at the end of the year and total disease. Fungicide impacted all three. There was a placement effect as far as AUDPC is concerned, but there were no interactions between variety and placement, fungicide and placement. There's the 499 and 1252, and again, you've got the Phytogen 499 being on top. Total disease was higher, and in this case, the yields were the same with the two of them. And with headline and quadris, the headline at the end of the season did a little bit better than the quadris did. Both were lower than the control. The same pattern with total disease over time, but As far as the yield response is concerned, the headline did outdo the Quadris, but the control split the difference. So there was no yield gains compared with the control with either of those fungicides. If you look at the broadcast versus the drops at the end of the season, there was no difference in the final disease rating. Total disease was lower with the drops, indicating probably we got a little bit better control in August with the drop arrangement than we did with the broadcast arrangement, but that did not translate into any yield response in this particular study. So basically, you know, when you look at the varieties, Phytogen 499 looked worse than 1252. That's something that's shown up in the past with this variety, but it does yield fairly well, and even with fungicide input, sometimes you'd be amazed at how much cotton you can make with 499. Headline was a little better as far as control at one of the locations, but at the other, they were equally, had the same ratings. There were similar yield gains at just the Central Alabama site, but not at the other ones. Drop nozzle arrangement really didn't have an impact on final target spot ratings. It did on AUDPC at the one location, and unfortunately, we were not able to improve yield response with fungicide placement. So we're still kind of grappling with some way of improving fungicide efficacy as far as managing target spot and cotton. I think Bob could next year will probably do irrigation, chemigation. We're not rigged to do that, so we won't be able to do that in Alabama. But I'm hoping that we can come up with some procedures that will improve control of this disease with fungicides, because we're not doing as good as we should be able to do. Thank you.